Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. First of all, I want to thank everyone who came out last week and supported our 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper. We had a tremendous crew of volunteers and people who supported by driving through, bidding on our online auction, and donating items, both to the auction and the Pancake Supper. So we thank everyone who supported that and helps keep the 4-H program here in Cass County strong. We truly do appreciate all the community support that we have for this program. Also want to remind any 4-H members who are interested in participating in the Bucket of Junk Workshop this coming Saturday or the new member orientation night next week to give our office a call or email us sometime in the next couple days and get registered for those events so we can make sure we have enough materials for you at that program. Want to remind folks that the Iowa Custom Rate Survey comes out annually. It was just released as part of the March edition of the Ag Decision Maker website. The custom rate survey helps the many Iowa farmers that continue to hire some of their field work and livestock work. The new data provides ranges and averages of what is being paid across the state to help these producers make sound decisions for their businesses. The 2021 Iowa Farm Custom Rate Survey is now available online at the Ag Decision Maker website and covers a variety of topics, including amounts charged and paid for common crop and livestock services, such as tilling, planting, harvesting, manure hauling, and livestock transportation, along with dozens of other tasks. As I mentioned, you can find this in the March edition of the Ag Decision Maker newsletter online or on the Ag Decision Maker resource website. There's also updates in that March newsletter about county-level corn and soybean yields and a Farm Bill crop payment estimator for the 21-22 year. According to Alejandro Plastina, associate professor in economics and extension economist who helped assemble the custom rate survey, compared to last year, most custom rates saw a decline except for the cost of farm labor. Plastina says this is a reflection of the profitability situation in farming. In all, there were over 500 surveys sent out across the state through the mail and email. 14% of the respondents perform custom work, 16% hire their work done, and 45% indicate they have done both. The cost of combining corn ranged from $22 to $45 per acre, with an average of $35. The cost of combining soybeans ranged from $22 to $46 per acre, with an average of $34. The cost to mow hay ranged from $8 to $15 per acre with an average of $11, with numbers included for baling small squares, large squares, round bales, with and without wrapping. New information in this year's survey includes rates for seeding cover crops, combining corn with a reel, and scouting crops with fixed-wing drones. Plastina said the survey is a useful starting point for negotiations and farm discussions, but is not intended to be the sole factor used to set price. Other factors producers may want to take into consideration include the availability of machinery in any given area, timeliness and skills of the operator, field size and shape, conditions, and the performance characteristics of the machines being used. Overall, it's a reference guide based on the 118 responses. It's a poll of opinions on what these people expect to change and what they expect to pay throughout the year for custom work done on operations. Also want to share information on the upcoming Science of Parenting workshops. We've talked about the Science of Parenting tool before. The Science of Parenting is a great resource for people online. The Science of Parenting has a variety of tools, from an online blog to videos to printed resources to help families get through different ages and stages of growth in their children. The Science of Parenting is also now offering online parenting workshops conducted live online instead of their recorded videos. The topics of these upcoming programs include using positive discipline and understanding how research and reality work together as building blocks for effective parenting. Parents and caregivers can learn more about these topics in free one-hour online parenting workshops from Science of Parenting. The goal has always been to empower parents, according to Lori Kortals, a human sciences specialist in family life with ISU Extension. There's no such thing as a good parent or a bad parent. We just want to equip all parents with information and resources to help them best support their children. The workshop on understanding research and reality will enable participants to understand how research can be used to better inform their parenting and the reality of what they see on the ground as a parent. The Positive Discipline Workshop, as the name suggests, is a chance for participants to identify positive discipline practices as an opportunity to build positive parent-child relationships. Again, each workshop is 1 hour in length and free to attend. Registration is required. The next two upcoming offerings are April 22nd and 29th, and we encourage you to register online in advance to get into those workshops. The workshops are for any parent or caregiver or agency professional that wants to add to their parenting toolbox and learn positive ways to support children and families. So I encourage you to check that out, as well as all the resources on the Science of Parenting website. For more information on upcoming events here in Cass County, you can check out the Cass County Extension website, follow us on Facebook, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.